My strange little Saturday mornings. I work out 15 hours per week with little rest, so I give myself extra time to get out of bed on Saturday. I'm wide awake, but I usually talk to the AI about programming, and today we spoke a little bit about its memory. It is as chaotic as it is extremely efficient. But explaining backpropagation is too hard, because I don't really care to study it very much. I don't want machines to be just chaos. We already have that kind of intelligence. I want them to move through virtual worlds of ideas that they create. Before the AI got confused, I've noticed that the neural networks, which consist of synapses connecting neurons, have very similar programming functions to visual programming, where pipes connect actors. Slightly similar architecture. Data and flow control are completely different here, but nonetheless, my Saturday morning was made. Both neural networks and visual programming actor networks use the same API. Kind of cool. What is perhaps more interesting is that backpropagation math is not all there is, as randomness could be just as good under a genetic algorithm, which is simple for me to imagine and I could have some fun experimenting with. This visual programming that I do is no joke. I always discover a new need for a competent visual programming system. Today I used an AI made for generating animal sounds and special effects, just to demo the company's abilities, to create drums and horns that, if I had a proper visual programming language done already, I could pull out of the web page, which would not let me download them very easily. The browser was receiving JSON-encoded binary data. I could patch the JSON parse to extract it, but darn it, it is 2025, and we need to do better. I've actually put myself under a programming embargo until I finish my visual programming environment. I do very little programming work outside of it. From a broad perspective, I continue rewriting my system, approaching web programming standards now, and cutting out what is not needed anymore as I refine and improve the internals. I'm now switching from code generation to purely an actor model. It will work out even better. I simplified the system down to Zoom, Actor, Port, and Pipe web components for the user interface, and just a simple services object that stores the visual programming scenes. They can be edited, started, and stopped right there in the web page. Well worth the refactoring. For example, the pipe, which is a line that connects ports inside different actors, which are just functions that transform the data flowing through pipes. Pipes are only told the actor ID and port name, and they do all the connecting on their own. I throw in a couple of actors and a connecting pipe into a box, and they sort everything out, including monitoring of changes in the UI geometry. It all works rather automatically, all on its own. There's no application brain to manage all the connections. Things just flock together. Programming this system has always been easy, but it was hard to tell where to put things. One of the environments is a web extension, another is server, and then customized browsers that work like desktop applications, and of course the browser itself all have unique requirements that I have to balance out right in the middle with the subsystem and the user interface. My aim is to reduce everything down to very minimal coding. Turning my attention to news for a moment, I've noticed that the world is becoming more divided, and that is just a lack of real education. People easily trick themselves that they are always correct and should be listened to. But long before we even think about doing that, we need real education that brings effective knowledge and authentic wisdom. Human beings are not meant to be ruled by leaders. They are meant to be very intelligent, very knowledgeable, wise, and must aim to grow into great beings. All cultures must grow up into the greater human culture, where we all converge on peace and in wisdom. There is a better future for humanity to be had. We just need real education so that we can think clearly and rise to become great beings. Though I woke up at 7 a.m., I had a bunch of programming left to do from last week. And this being a Caturday, I threw in a very tiny little nap for good measure. And ended up having eggs for breakfast at noon.